Watch, police arrest 30 during fiery anti-Israel protest at University of Washington. By Amy Furr on May 6, 2025. At least 30 anti-Israel protesters were arrested Monday after occupying an engineering building at the University of Washington in Seattle. The protesters, who are also being identified as Antifa, holed up in the building for several hours to demand the school divest from Boeing, Fox News reported Tuesday. Some of the protesters set dumpster fires and blocked streets nearby. Video footage shows the black-clad group standing behind what appears to be a bike rack while holding up trash can shields. Campus police and local officers eventually contained the situation and arrested about 30 protesters who had locked themselves into the building. Their charges included trespassing, property destruction and disorderly conduct, and conspiracy. According to NBC News, some of the protesters are linked to a group called Students United for Palestinian Equality and Return, Super UW, which is against Boeing's defense contracts and arms sales to Israel. Super UW on Monday sent out a call to action in a Facebook post, writing, UW students are occupying the Boeing-funded engineering building on UW campus. Show up right now to the Interdisciplinary Engineering Building, 4000 East Stevens Way, to support these brave students. The University of Washington is a direct partner in the genocide of the Palestinian people through its allegiance to its partnership with Boeing. Rally now outside the IEB to take action with these students, alongside the people of Palestine and their brave resistance. Wear a mask, and cover identifiable, sick, features. Read the full manifesto on our Medium, the post continued. Another clip shows Antifa bullying law enforcement officers shouting move back. Move back. Move back. While pounding their trash can shields. More video shows a dumpster that had been set on fire with trash cans and other items piled near it as chanting is heard in the background. Antifa are trying to burn down the at UW campus as their occupation of the engineering building spirals out of control. The militants have effectively been given free rein. They're demanding the university end all relationship with Israel. Journalist Andy Ngo wrote in a social media post that featured video footage of people watching the fires burn. Journalist Jonathan Cho shared an image of the anti-Israel chant shouted by protesters. In a statement after the protest, the university said, "The UW is committed to maintaining a secure learning and research environment and strongly condemns this illegal building occupation and the anti-Semitic statement that was issued by a suspended student group Monday. The university will not be intimidated by this sort of offensive and destructive behavior and will continue to oppose anti-Semitism in all its forms," it concluded. It is important to note that the jihadist terror group known as Hamas, along with Iran-backed groups such as Hezbollah, celebrated the one-year anniversary of the horrific attacks on Israel that happened on October 7, 2023, per Breitbart News article published in October. Hamas thugs invaded Israel from their stronghold in Gaza in the early morning hours of October 7 a year ago on Monday, committing widespread crimes against humanity and ultimately killing an estimated 1,200 people. The terrorists invaded residential communities, breaking into the homes of sleeping families and killing them all. Israeli rescuers found dead babies in some of the homes. Significant evidence indicates that the terrorists tortured and raped their victims, then desecrated their corpses after their deaths. On several occasions, the jihadis stole the phones of their victims and uploaded horrific images of their atrocities to the social media accounts of the dead. Meanwhile, Israel is preparing its military reserves for an operation called Gideon's Chariots to reconquer Gaza and eliminate Hamas, Breitbart News reported Monday. The Israeli government says that it will carry out the operation if Hamas does not agree to a hostage deal by the end of the forthcoming visit of President Donald Trump to the region, which will be from May 13 to 16, the outlet said.